And welcome back to the Sean Green Show. I'm Sean Green. I want to thank everybody out there listening. Make sure you go to SeanGreenShow.com. That's SeanGreenShow.com. All the latest interviews, news, videos is definitely up there. Make sure you follow me on Twitter. It's at Sean Green Show. And you can follow me on Facebook as well. It's Sean Green Show Media. I told you guys last week I had something very special for you guys. And I want to let you guys know that early voting starts as early as Monday here in Chicago for the mayoral election. And I got a chance to talk with a few candidates. One I definitely wanted to talk to was Second Ward Alderman Bob Fioretti, who's running, because you have five people running. You have Mary Emanuel running. You have Jesus Chuy Garcia. You have Doc Walls. And you have Willie Wilson. He is running as well. But I have Second Ward Alderman Bob Fioretti on the line right now. Hey, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks a lot for letting me be on today.
Well, first of all, you're running for mayor, and what is your vision for Chicago if you actually win?
Well, when I win, it's going to be the vision of one city, one Chicago, a goal that is necessary for everybody. You know, I think I want a city that works for everybody, not just those big campaign donors that we've read about for the one candidate and special interests that fill other campaign coffers. We need a mayor that looks out for all the people of this city. And you can ask anyone, as I've said before, and especially this mayor, I'm not a rubber stamp alderman because I say what I believe and stand up for the people who this administration leaves behind. And so my view of Chicago is safe streets and strong neighborhoods, no matter where you are, what zip code you live in.
Now, one thing, Alderman, I want to ask you about was everybody talks about, like, the two Chicagos. You have the kind of like the downtown district, then you have like the rest of the city, like the south side and in the north side. And a lot of people, especially on the south side, feels that, you know, the mayor has ignored that part of the city when it comes to crime, when it comes to snow removal, even when it comes to like the red light cameras. So how would you, as mayor, merge the city as one?
Well, I agree what you said. I've asked the mayor to come with me a couple of times just to see what the West Side's like, walk the streets. I mean, you know, Chicago needs a mayor that believes in its people and a leadership that can bring us together. I mean, I think some of the people downtown ought to come out to the West Side and to the South Side. You know, I've been privileged. You know, when you say I've been the alderman in the Second Ward, I'm humbled by that experience. But it's a ward that really is and was a microcosm of the city of Chicago. It was a historic black ward until it was ripped away by Rahm and his buddies to make sure that they get benefited, and it was moved to the north side. But where I was elected goes from Bronzeville, where you see the great heart of things that have happened in this city, South Loop, West Loop, to the far west side. And I see the problem. Some of the greatest things that a global center can have on the east end of the ward to the toughest urban problems on the west side of the ward. And I've worked to make sure that we bring what we have on the east side to the west side, and I've been very successful on it.
All right, great. And also, as far as hiring more police, you said before that there is money in the budget to actually hire more police. Is that true, and do you think Rahm is ignoring that problem?
Well, he clearly has ignored that problem. Both the mayor and the police superintendent need to spend more time, I believe, giving resources and manpower to the police officers on the beat and less time fudging the crime numbers and holding press conferences. And yes, there is enough money in the budget to hire 500 more. But a safer Chicago requires a lot more than just what the police do. And I've done it in my ward. I've helped create youth job programs that kept kids working and out of trouble during the summer. I've been an advocate of restorative justice that promotes healing in our communities, and we have done this in the Second Ward. It's not something new. It seems like some of these candidates are hearing about it for the first time in the last couple of weeks, and I'm going to make sure that we hire from our community for those 500 new jobs, and that we make sure that the leadership of this police force reflects the diversity of our city.
Okay, let's move on to red light cameras. You've been very vocal in the debates about the red light cameras and Mayor Emanuel has been, in a sense, in my opinion, has been dodging the question about whether the red light cameras were for profit only or if it's really about safety. As mayor, will you abolish the red light cameras, or do you think this is a realistic thing that can actually happen?
Well, what you just said, I think the red light cameras must go. They're not about safety, and the evidence has shown that. In fact, they maybe make us less safe, especially with the increase in rear-end collisions because of them. I mean, they're about revenue and revenue only. And I am the candidate who has signed the pledge and wants them fully taken down. Some of these other candidates, though, they can't figure out which way they are on the issue. I am firm. Take them down. I've introduced legislation in the city council to take them down and have them removed. And, you know, if we were serious about making these intersections safer, then we would find ways, and not through the use of red light cameras. And we can do things without having to tax the poor and the middle class with more fees, fines, and forfeitures that are caused by red light cameras.
Right. And Mayor Emanuel has closed a lot of schools as well as mayor. And a lot of these buildings are now empty. If elected mayor, what would become of the schools that are closed, or will you try to actually reopen these schools? And I think Chuy Garcia has, like, the endorsement of the Chicago Teachers Union. How do you feel about that? And do you think they will be behind you if elected mayor?
Well, you asked a lot of questions all in one breath. So, but I believe the teachers are behind me now, just like the firefighters and police are and city employees are. But when we look at what this mayor did, he's trying to kill public education in our city. He would privatize our children's whole futures tomorrow if he can get away with it. And I and a couple other aldermen are the only people standing in his way. I'm the only candidate that had stood with our teachers, our parents, and our students when this mayor went on a reckless school closing spree that claimed 50 public schools, and then he goes around and opens up more charter schools. So I'm going to be pushing for an elected school board, put a moratorium on charter schools, and I will make sure that our high schools have vocational education, trade, so that they can have real chances at a college career and options after high school.
Right. And Crane Chicago Business endorsed Rahm a few days ago. And they did mention some inexperience in some areas that he had, and yet they still gave him an endorsement. How do you feel about that?
Well, I figured that the mayor was going to get the so-called papers endorsements, Crane, Sun-Times, and Tribune. But, a lot of them are not really in touch with what's happening in our communities. The papers have not seen what's happening. They like to report certain things, but the truth of the matter is I don't see them walking through our communities. I will take the editors on a tour anytime. You know, when we talk about issues, I see the issues because people on the south side, on the west side, they want jobs just like everybody else. I have said it before. Whenever I'm walking through the streets of my ward or in other wards, people come up to me and say, "Alderman, I need a job. What can you do to help me?" I've given such as Rush, where we created 500 jobs for our community. Good, high-paying jobs. I brought in a Costco that gave good, high-paying jobs, too. A Target. Making sure that we had community benefit agreements with local developers so that they hired from our communities. And then together, we can make it a stronger neighborhood and a stronger Chicago.
And as mayor, you probably will have to work with Governor Bruce Rauner down in Springfield. Do you think you two can actually come together and make Chicago work?
Well, I have a history of working with everybody, and we've gotten things done. People have said certain things could not get done, and I've been able to achieve that. From some of the cases that I've had as a lawyer to working for on not-for-profit boards, obtaining what we need to make sure that they exist, at the same time helping out individuals across the city. I will be able to work with the governor, but he's got to make sure that he wants to work with the citizens of the city of Chicago and make sure that he wants to bring jobs to all parts of this city and make sure that people have good-paying jobs. If he's willing to take that step and say, I'm not going to leave anybody behind, but I want a one Chicago for one state, I'm willing to work with him.
And how do you feel about his right-to-work zones as far as the unions are concerned?
Well, you know, it bothers me because of what he says. You know, there's no doubt I come from a union family. I support unions. But I've also said to the unions that you've got to make sure that on jobs that are in this city, you should be using people who become union members, who get the trainings such as a Dawson or some of the other schools that we can do that. And if he wants to make sure that people have good-paying jobs and not forget about unions, then I'm willing to work with him. But he's sending some sort of mixed messages. He's saying that he wants to bring in companies into certain areas. Well, I'll see it when I believe it, and I'll listen to what he has to say. But I think the people of this city need jobs. They need good-paying jobs, and if they need to join unions, they got to be hiring. Our unions have to hire people on these union sites, not from the Burr Ridges, not from the Indiana or Michigan borders that they come in to do work in our city.
All right, last question. If people want to vote for you, what do they punch on the ballot?
They punch 3 for me, and they get there.
All right, great. And there you have it. Second Ward Alderman, Robert Bob Fioretti. If you want to check him out on his website, it's bobfioretti.com. You can also follow him on Twitter as well. It's at Fioretti Second Ward. That's on Twitter. And he's also on Facebook. It's Alderman Fioretti. Alderman, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you. Great day. And let's keep moving towards victory on February 24th. Punch 3 for me.
You got it. We'll be back right after this.